All right. Well, we've got Sheila Montney in studio, and we were going to ask her a few more questions. And she voted no. It passed 7-2 to this O'Neill pool that they're going to be placing, and she voted no against it. She also voted no against the library expansion, if I remember correctly, right? And Nick Becker was the other no vote. And we're talking about this sales tax that we were talking a little bit off air with Sheila here from the Bloomington City Council. There's a sales tax that you said no to as well. Now, that sales tax, is it on top of the, that's just overall. Did we raise that at some point within this year and people just didn't know about it? That's what I'm kind of.
No, that was actually a few years ago that the sales tax was increased. But let me come back and anchor this vote on Monday night. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't vote against a pool. I think, you know, the west side of Bloomington in this area, they previously had a pool. It was one of two pools in the community. And I think, you know, providing a pool in that area is very important. My concern is the financial accountability associated with how much we're spending on the pool. Mm-hmm. And this is really reflecting a phase one investment in this park. And we have also a second pool out there, holiday pool, that's of virtually the same vintage that's going to have to be addressed at some point. So again, you know, just closing the loop on that. Monday, we were presented with new numbers, and those numbers represented about a 50% increase over where the cost estimates were when the conversation really was going back in 2018. And it's that significant inflation in the amount that is being spent that I'm deeply concerned about. We haven't even broken ground yet, and we're about 50% over the amount of money that we were talking about spending when the council was reviewing this in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, just a few years ago, and you're already up to 15 mil.
Yeah.
And you bring up a great point about the holiday pool and how that is in pretty rough shape, isn't it? Where they have to start considering maybe down the line of increasing spending for this pool just to keep it up. So it's almost like fix this before you totally reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, for anybody who's a user of Holiday Pool out there, I would encourage you to go and listen to the dialogue from the city council meeting on this Monday night. I think the fate of that pool is you know, in question. I'm not meaning to suggest that any decision has been made there, but if you listen to the dialogue, those two pools are about of the same vintage. Mm-hmm. And back in 2018, when the decision was made and listening to some of the conversation around O'Neill Pool, they were actually comparing it to Holiday Pool. And at that point, Holiday Pool was receiving higher feedback from the public. But that pool is itself almost 50 years old. Mm. And at some point, you know, the fate of that pool and its ability to be maintained versus replaced is, you know, remains to be seen.
Yeah. Molly Ward has that pool in her ward, right?
No, I believe that pool is in Ward 1. Molly Ward's area is where the O'Neill pool will be.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, I also wanted to touch on the sales tax.
Yes, yes.
And so what happened there? Did you try to get that lowered for us, being that we are in such a time of inflation and we do have this gas tax, which I've tried to hear at the state level, it doesn't sound like it's going away anytime soon. So did you try to get that down in this past year?
So, I mean, I appreciate you asking about this. You know, we have public commenters that come to city council almost every meeting. And one of them is Gary Lambert. And he does a fabulous job researching issues and presenting very compelling information for us to consider. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he brought up this issue of half a percent of a sales tax increase from a few years ago that was specifically earmarked, not in the ordinance for increasing the tax, but in the dialogue around the context of why that tax was increased, to address a structural deficit of $7 million. Well, now we have, a surplus of a significant amount beyond just that we need in reserves statutorily. So when I heard him speak and I went back and reviewed the documents, I thought, you know, this is an opportunity for us. It's the right thing to do to ask ourselves, why do we still have this 0.5% out there if it was raised for a very specific purpose and that gap has been addressed? So the reason, the basis for that sales tax increase
was to get at that structural deficit.
Exactly.
Now, structural deficit, can you explain that for me? Is that something that the city wanted to address? Why?
Well, they needed to address some of the debt issues that we had in the community at that time, and this sales tax lever was something that they agreed. Now, this is a very interesting topic because we can't in Bloomington reduce the sales tax by that 0.5% unless the normal town council also agrees to do the same thing.
Interesting.
Okay, mm-hmm. Because there's an intergovernmental agreement between the two communities relative to sales tax. And I think it would be a really good conversation to have for both communities to collaborate to consider doing this, because we have several new revenue sources as well. Online retail is now taxed effective 1/1/20. The home rule add-on, which is the 2.75% of the sales tax that is locally controlled, was rolled into that on 1/1/21. We also have streaming tax that's going to be coming on that's state-driven. Cannabis tax, which our portion remains unclear. And then we have a small amount since this time as well that is coming to us from the net terminal income for gaming, for which Bloomington is sixth in the state of Illinois in terms of the proliferation of video gambling.
Wow.
So with all of those other revenue sources, when you look at the math, what I'm talking about here and making good on what we said a few years ago and taking that 0.5% down, we're talking about, a very small percentage of the annual budget that we have, very small, in the 1% to 2% range. And with all of these other revenue sources, and
why
you
not?
Said it earlier, with inflation going up, there's a straight line increase in the revenues that are coming to the community as a result of sales tax, just because the underlying goods are increasing in their costs.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to take a break, but we were talking with Sheila Montney. She's a Bloomington City Council member. Reach out to her. She's here to advocate for you. Right.